That day, Alicia was telling me about her extremely conservative Christian upbringing. Her church didn't allow drinking, and in middle age, Alicia discovered she loves wine and a good cocktail. "Can you believe it?" she said. "I didn't have my first drink until I was 43. Katie perked up. "I had my first drink when I was 14, she said. This was news to Alicia and Rob, who laughed in the way of parents who figure, "What can you do?" "Oh, Katie," Alicia said fondly. One evening, Alicia told me their situation still felt unreal. She had never worried about Katie getting into trouble. Katie was sensitive and had a melancholy streak, yes, but she also had a snarky sense of humor. The night before she shot herself, she jokingly refused to clean up after dinner, picking up a lamb puppet and saying in a cartoonish voice, "This is bad." What clues had she missed? Alicia often descended into spirals of guilt and grief, feeling that she'd failed her daughter. She clung to one thing that Kathy Kaufman, a clinic psychiatrist, had told her. The suicide attempt, Alicia almost always called it the accident, was an impulsive act. 5 minutes later, or 5 minutes earlier, and Katie might not have grabbed the rifle. "It was one moment," Alicia told me. "One moment, 20 seconds, changed our lives."